You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN, KGYM.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome in. Halfway mark of the month of July. It is Tuesday, July the 15th. Well, we're close to it anyway. There are 31 days in July, but we're at that halfway mark here. And the halfway mark of the baseball season, the All-Star Game, coming up tonight for you. We'll have it for you at 6 o'clock, right after Spencer on Sports wraps things up from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock, as the ESPN coverage will begin at that point from Truist Park in Atlanta, as it'll be the National League taking on the American League. Should be fun, and any indication from last night's Home Run Derby, it will be fun. We'll talk about that. Talk a lot of baseball with you today in the program. Former Major League coach and player Cal Eldred will be joining us, and he will talk some baseball with us coming up toward the back half of the program. Get you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update and a whole lot more as well. Coming your way at 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speakers. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Isaac Elzinga, all with you here today on the Gym Class program here on Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN. And if you want to interact with us, we always enjoy hearing from our listeners out there. 319-366-1600 is the text line available to you at all times. Again, 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and call us, same digits, 319-366-1600. How you doing today, Mark?
I'm good. I don't get any walk-up music?
Nope. Sorry.
Oh. Good afternoon, Scott.
You don't even get a Pat McAfee WWE introduction.
Isaac, everyone out there, and it's nice to be torn away from the All-Star Game red carpet ceremony. Why?
I guess, forgot there was even one. Maybe Isaac's watching it. Are you watching the red carpet ceremony?
I am not, no. I don't think I'm the target audience for that. Mm. That's how I'll put it.
Because people want to see what PCA is wearing.
I've said it before, and it's not only for baseball. It's for the NBA, the WNBA, the NFL, whatever the case may. You know, teams used to pull up in buses, and nobody cared. And now we have people that are wearing, oh, what are you wearing today? When's the late, great Joan Rivers going to be out there interviewing people on what they're wearing? Patrick, what are you wearing? Patrick! Some people might be watching.
I'm not grumpy. It is what it is. But that's the way we start the All-Star game tonight, with pre activities.
Which is going on right now. In Hotlanta. It was hot last night. We'll get to that coming up here in just a moment. Do want to start the program off today with a nod and a anniversary notation. 40 years ago today, the city of Cedar Rapids, it was Toxic Tuesday, Mark. And it is a Tuesday. Or was it Thursday? Toxic, I don't know. It began with a T, one of the Tuesday or Thursday, but it's the 40th anniversary to the day of that infamous day here in Cedar Rapids. Luckily, we had no injuries or fatalities, but it was a scary situation for many hours here in Cedar Rapids. 40 years ago today.
Well, you reminded me of that earlier today. I thought you meant and you were referring to something on social media that somebody posted Toxic Tuesday.
Nothing on the WNBA. Well, there's that. But
no, seriously, that was a very interesting day. And as you said, nobody got hurt. And yeah.
That was, I know the Gazette had a time machine piece on it on Sunday, which kind of jolted my memory. Oh, yeah, man. 40 years ago, that happened. And where you kind of were that day, because you couldn't miss it. It was the biggest cloud I've ever seen.
Did we wear a mask that day? I don't remember. I don't believe so.
There were evacuations, though. I do remember that. Toxic Tuesday. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. It was a Tuesday. So we're on the appropriate day of the week for that. Yeah, there were many, many people that were evacuated. I remember they were evacuated to Wilson, and then the wind changed, and they pushed everybody on school buses to Taft over on that part of town. So then they came up with the great idea to put dirt on the fire, which actually knocked it out. So there you go. 40 years ago today.
God, 40 years ago, Chuck Long won the Heisman, or almost won the Heisman Trophy, Mike. Yeah.
We're stepping back in time. Stepping back. But, yeah, we all got through it. 319-366-1600. Scott does know they went back to their team-specific uniforms for tonight's All-Star game, which is good. We're talking about the suits and the accompaniment that all the players are wearing when they come to the ballpark. That's what the red carpet ceremony is. They have specific clothing lines that they wear now. I know some of them have deals with that, especially when you get to the NBA and the WNBA.
I honestly didn't know what was going on. When I'm at home, take a break from whatever I'm doing, I flip through some channels, and MLB Network is one of those I flipped to, and it happened to be on. Vlad Guerrero and his wife and daughter looked great. Little kid, very cute. Vlad had a suit that was custom made for him, and yeah.
Yeah. Hot take from Nebraska Jason. Caitlin goes for 30, 11, and 10. They triple-double tonight because she's angry at Candace Parker. Candace Parker, again, in the news here in the state of Iowa for not including Caitlin Clark in her top three of WNBA players. And, man alive, you thought it would be a toxic Tuesday.
Yeah. That's pretty much what I said.
Oh, brother. 319-366-1600 might not be in the top three. There are a lot of good WNBA players.
Don't start, Scott.
I'm just saying.
Is she in the top nine?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Top five, absolutely. But
because the players.
Asia Wilson's good.
Yeah.
You know, there's a bunch of them that are good.
INSQ?
She's ahead of INSQ. Or at least in that same level, according to Candace Parker. So if Caitlin breaks out of her slump tonight, that'd be great. I'm going to be watching the All-Star game. Hi, Isaac. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good. What are you wearing today?
Gymshark. Not sponsored, by the way. But.
Not sponsored? Okay. Very good. Let's get to last night's Home Run Derby. A lot of fun in Atlanta. Started off with the Pat McAfee introductions, which were interesting to say the very least, in Pat McAfee style and form. And I thought it was a heck of a show. I really did. I tell you what, I have very few complaints about what happened last night. Jazz Chisholm did not have a great night. That's okay. He was the number eight pick for a reason, as far as the betting line is concerned for the Home Run Derby going into it last night. But I think we got everything we wanted and more from that derby last night, Mark.
We should have known. Tip of the cap to Isaac. He picked Cal Raleigh, and that was a nice little story with his dad pitching and his brother catching. But they need to continue to look at these rules. My guy, Brent Rooker, got knocked out by less than an inch. By the guy that eventually won it, Cal Raleigh. Could they not take 5-10 more swings and settle it?
Well, we only because took 328 swings last night.
They tied and settled by the longest home run, and Raleigh beat him by less than an inch. I don't know how they they have some measurement of some kind, but I think it was very small margin. And Rooker.
And how accurate are those? I mean, there's no tape measure up there that they're, he won by an inch.
When you're talking about 471 feet and you measure the two of them and then within less than an inch, that's pretty accurate, I guess.
Good pick, by the way, Isaac. Well done.
I went 2 for 2. I said Raleigh would win. I said Cruz would have the longest.
Yeah, I took O'Neill Cruz, and he ran out of gas. He just ran out of gas. And that's kind of the way that the Home Run Derby goes, as basically you got to pace yourself a little bit. You just got to do enough to get into that second round, and then you got to do enough just to get into the finals. And then in the finals, it's kind of a who's got anything left in the tank situation. Only thing I would do, and love to hear from you out there, do you love the way it is right now? Would you tweak it a little bit? What'd you think about it? 319-366-1600. They go 3 minutes in the first round, 40 pitches, right?
Yeah, whichever goes first. So either you run out of time or you get hit 40 pitches.
40 pitches. And then they get into the bonus situation. To me, two things. Number one, I think the first round takes a little too long. I mean, it took 2 hours last night almost. I think it could be dropped a little bit.
Just a tad longer than Pat McAfee's introductions.
Yes, a little longer than Pat's introductions. I think that you could go, instead of 3 minutes, I think you can go 2.5 minutes, perhaps. I'd go 2.5 minutes, maybe 30 pitches. I know you're there to see and catch home runs with your big gloves in the outfield, sponsored gloves in the outfield, but I think it would make for a better ending to the Derby than the beginning. It's very front-weighted, the Home Run Derby, in my opinion. So I think you'd see more home runs at the end if you didn't have so many swings at the beginning. That's my only complaint.
Yeah, that could be. I thought it was cool that Cal Raleigh hit from both sides of the plate in the first round, because that's what he does. Switch hits, and I think he hit all left the last two rounds.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. But, the tweaks. I think let's have a swing off when Raleigh and Rooker tie at 17 and it's decided by a measurement. Maybe they want to move things along and they're in year camp,
They're not moving anything along in that thing. that thing's like watching some of the slowest PGA golfers work in a group, a threesome.
I'm sorry. I missed some of the home runs.
Yeah. ESPN's coverage at times was not the best last night on television. I listened to some of it on the radio as well, did a fine job, but they tried the split screen between the pitch being thrown and then showing where the last ball went, and sometimes you saw the ground, sometimes you saw the ball after it ricocheted off of it wasn't the best.
Or a kid robbing one of them of a home run.
Yeah.
Caminero.
That could have been an interesting way to look at it. But I agree. I think it could have been done a whole lot better. Now, it will not be ESPN television doing it next year. ESPN is out of the Major League Baseball business after this year. So I'm not sure who's going to be doing it. If it's MLB Network, if it's going to be Fox picking it up for FS1, I don't know what the situation is going to be. Did you enjoy it, Isaac?
I thought it was fun. I thought the biggest thing for ESPN is just they couldn't – some of the – pitches were too fast. I guess the best way to put it, like if they were pointing them out, they're too fast. It would have been really hard to follow every single home run, which I just think is more of a, I don't think it was necessarily an ESPN thing. It was just a format thing. Like there was no chance they were going to be able to show every single home run just based off of how it works right now. And they're all trying to get through all 40 pitches, 27 pitches when they're
another
the second
reason why there's
rounds.
Too many pitches.
So if they had a little bit more space in between each pitch, I think they would be able to effectively show every ball hit, but based off the format, I think they kind of had to rush through some of them.
I would agree. It's tough. It's not an easy job. People agree with you, Mark. They should have had a swing off. I like Cyclone Tim. We can, yet the NFL can't electronically measure for first downs, but baseball can measure to the tenth of an inch on a 470-foot home run.
Like it.
Thank you, Tim. Nebraska Jason liked the home run derby last night, and Rooker was completely robbed. Felt like the MLB is pushing Raleigh as a star. I think they kind of are a little bit.
Why not?
He's every guy, you know. He's every guy out there. He's got you know, the big butt out there. He's every guy.
Doing things catchers have never done in this game, and why not? He's a likable guy, switch hitting catcher that just hitting bombs, and we should have known. We should have known. Isaac knew. But we should have known.
I think it helped Raleigh to go to the right side for a little bit. And having his dad pitch. I mean, let's face it. His dad has been pitching to him for how many years now? And we'll get to that in a moment. A different pitcher, but...
Plunked him once.
Yeah, he hit him. He owns the plate. Just got to remind son that he owns the plate every once in a while.
I'm okay if... MLB is trying to sort of push him as a star. I think for a long time, it's been better recently, but there was fair criticism that MLB was dropping the ball at pushing its stars and being able to market its stars. And so if they're effectively pushing stars now, I'm not going to criticize them for, considering that was something they had picked up criticism for in the past and not doing that.
Yeah, you're right. And I think that was one of the reasons why it was a very young home run derby. Now, I will ask you this, Mark. First four guys up last night, all I kept thinking in the back of my head was, man, these guys are going to be in major market teams in 4 years. Every one of them. Did that come across the back of your mind, too?
Not until you mentioned it, but you're probably right.
One's going to be a Met, one's going to be a Yankee, one's going to be a Dodger, and then, you know, take your pick on where the other one's going to be. I just kept thinking that the whole time. Caminero, yeah, he's going to look good in Dodgers.
James Wood.
James Wood's going to look good in New York. hitting those home runs in the short porch. But, yeah, 5308 liked the limited outs instead of the time limit. Nothing will ever compare to the excitement of Sosa in the 2002 home run derby. I can see that. I can see that as well. Ask Ohtani and Judge what it takes to get them into the contest. Well, they all got some cash to be in it. Cal Raleigh got $1 million. And Vlad Guerrero said on television last night he's going to be back next year. He was having fun. And they all had their people they were pushing for and helping out. Ellie De La Cruz had more FaceTime than Livy Dunn did last night.
What might get him in is have a like a poker tournament, $500,000 buy-in and winner take all for a cool $4 million.
I think the only way those guys probably get in is if it's in New York or L.A. I think if it's in New York or L.A., that would probably convince, if it's in L.A., Ohtani, or if it's in New York, Judge do it. But I think outside of that, they're probably... not going to do it.
I think it's in Philly next year.
I was just going to look that up, Mark. I was just going to look that up. It's too much of a risk, to be honest with you, for those guys. And it is at Philadelphia next year. So back-to-back in National League parks. 319-366-1600. It was fun. It was a good time. Your guy Byron Buxton did well having Tommy Watkins pitch to him from their days here in Cedar Rapids. You want to feel old? That was 12 years ago. How about that? That's a little scary.
That was fun to see. The Cedar Rapids connection. And
got mentioned on the broadcast last night on both radio and television.
Absolutely.
That was nice to hear. But, Tommy Watkins throwing the pitches. And I tell you, they were... Eduardo Perez was getting on the pitchers more than he was, I think.
We've said many times almost every year that the pitcher has as much to do with this as the hitter.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe not as much, but It's critical to put the ball in the right spot time after
with
time.
With the right velocity.
And the timing of everything, yeah. It's huge.
O'Neal Cruz didn't win, but I think he was the quote-unquote big winner last night. Because I think people now know of him. And, I mean, that those home runs he hit were prodigious. The 513-footer, they were leaving the ballpark last night.
He had four or five others well over 400, and I think I heard last night he has the hardest hit ball in the StatCast era.
Yeah, I think
like
he
120
hit it like,
something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I said yesterday, when he makes contact, he absolutely crushes balls, so I was expecting him to have some pretty deep ones.
But he got tired.
Yeah.
You got to go with the guys that don't get tired. And, you know, Cal Raleigh did a good job, just inched his way into the second round. Get it? Get Sorry. I think his dad pitching and I think going to the right side helped a little bit.
It's different. It really is different because, you know, normally, I mean, you're going to take batting practice and take swing after swing, but in a normal game, you're going to be at the plate for 1 to maybe 8 pitches.
Correct.
And then you're going to sit on the bench for, you're going to play the field too as well, but you're not going to be up to the plate for a couple, 3 innings in most games. And it's not unlike, you know, hitting balls on the driving range on a golf course. I mean, some people just bang a ball after ball after ball, and that's not what you do in a round of golf. You hit one shot and go chase it, and you got time between shots. Home run derby, you got no time between, unless you take a timeout. It's swing after swing after swing. So, yeah, you probably do get tired.
It is like on the driving range, just taking your driver out and ripping it for 50 times in a row in 3 minutes. And
I'm going to get tired.
I'm going to be tired in 30 seconds.
Plus, it was pretty hot out, and I'm sure that kind of wore the muscles out a little bit quicker than they normally would.
Yep, very true. That's Home Run Derby. All-Star Game coming up tonight. We're going to talk about that. We'll talk a little derby with Cal Eldred, the first half of the baseball season. That'll be coming up here in just a couple of moments, but we need to get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update at this time. Brought to you by Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Online at emilshideaway.com. They're right across from the Lindale Mall and open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. What do we got?
Iowa's Caitlin Clark will be in the WNBA three-point contest this weekend, joining 4 others. Clark's Indiana Fever team faces Connecticut tonight in Connecticut. The Washington Commanders announced today they will retire the number 81 of receiver Art Monk. The Hall of Famer will be honored November 2nd. Indiana announced today Hoosier the Bison will return as a mascot after a 56-year hiatus. The university student body, Congress, passed a resolution in December to have the mascot restored. 10 years after winning at St. Andrews, Cedar Rapidian Zach Johnson will open play in this year's Open Championship at 5:58 a.m. Central Time Thursday in Northern Ireland. And finally, the world's oldest marathoner has passed. Fajah Singh died after being hit by a car in his native India. Singh took up running at age 89 and completed the marathon in Toronto in 2011 at age 101. He was 114 years old.
Wow. 114 in running marathons.
I think he took up running. He had some family tragedies, and he took up running for a cause of some kind, maybe personal and otherwise. But
still be running. 319-366-1600. Don't forget Spencer on Sports follows us, and he's going to have your next opportunity to win tickets to see Jordan Klepper win before they go on sale, as he will have a keyword to text on the Spencer on Sports show coming up from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. That show Friday, October the 17th at the Paramount Theater here in Cedar Rapids. We'll take a break, come back. Cal Eldred joins us to talk baseball when we return.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
We'll continue to have clear skies throughout the rest of our night, with clouds building in into the overnight hours, lows in the upper 60s. On Wednesday, we'll have a low pressure system move through in the early morning hours, which can bring some storms into the mid-afternoon hours of Wednesday. The greatest chance for severe weather will be off to our east. Showers and storms will continue throughout the PM hours as a cold front moves through in eastern Iowa. Highs will be in the mid-80s, with lows tomorrow night dropping down to the 60s. That was a quick check of your Weather First forecast. I'm meteorologist David Holtman.
Hi, I'm Stacey Dayball, your branding specialist with KZIA. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, it starts with a conversation and a transformation. I'll sit down with you one-on-one to uncover what makes your business unique and build a strategy that tells your story in a way people remember with our proven transformation system. We don't just advertise, we build your brand, your voice, your future. Let's make your business unforgettable. Schedule your meeting with me today at KZIA.com under the Transformation tab.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quick Star, and want to remind you some great specials that they have going on right now. Brand new specials, the Quickery White Bread, 99 cents per loaf, limit two. And hey, what says summer? Better than ice cream. Nature's Touch Ice Cream. Buy one pint for $3.99 and get one free, limit two. Kitchen Cravings Bacon Wrap Pork Loins. 5 ounce, four for $5 in limit four. And when you stop on by, not only for those great deals, but also just for whatever you need at your neighborhood Quick Star, don't forget to get signed up and use your Quick Rewards app. You can order ahead, you can take care of payment ahead of time, and you can have your items picked up in store or brought to your car curbside. All that when you sign up for the Quick Rewards app. And again, stop on by your neighborhood Quick Star for those specials and a whole lot more. Whatever you need, they have it at your neighborhood Quick Star.
Tune in to 1600 ESPN every weekday at 5 o'clock with Spencer on Sports for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Whether you're building a single roof or a successful roofing business, roofing contractors like you need the right tools for the job, and software is no exception. ServiceTitan is on a mission to be the most powerful software platform for the trades, with purpose-built technology proven to maximize revenue, streamline operations, and deliver five-star customer experiences. We are taking roofing companies like yours to the next level and beyond. ServiceTitan. We are built for this. See what we can do for roofers at ServiceTitan.com.
It's time. Time for the pro to get everything for the entire job all from one partner. To get access to over 3 million products, including many products you won't find in our stores. It's time to get delivery on your schedule or next day on over 50,000 products. And time to get dedicated support on the job site or in our stores. From ordering to planning, we've got you. One partner, any job, all in. Ask about all we can now do at the Pro Desk. The Home Depot Pro, it's about time.
We are back at 3:32, a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN. All-Star Game coming up tonight for you, beginning at 6 o'clock from ESPN down at Truist Park in Atlanta. Should be a lot of fun. Hopefully, as much excitement as we saw last night with the Home Run Derby, and have all of it. I think about a 7 o'clock first pitch is scheduled in Atlanta. Talking about that, Home Run Derby, first half of the baseball season, a whole lot more with our next guest, the former major leaguer and player and coach, Cal Eldred. Happy All-Star Game to you, Cal.
It's baseball weather too, fellas. At least it is in Iowa, so this should be fun tonight.
It was in Atlanta last night too, so it was hot, ball was moving, and that was fun. It was a fun night for baseball last night.
You know, the interesting thing is, Scott, I've had a couple people mention to me today something that they really enjoyed about that the whole festivities last night was actually seeing all the players' kids running around, having a good time. That brings back a lot of memories for myself watching. Well, my boys were on the field. The girls were just a little too young for that. But I think it's so much fun for you take Cal Raleigh, who won it, had his younger brother catching and his dad throwing. So it was a family affair last night.
Yeah, we talked earlier, Cal, about the importance of the pitcher in that particular contest. As a coach, did you throw much batting practice?
They didn't like the cinder blocks that I threw, Mark. It was by that time everything got almost to extension, and then it shortened up, so everything cut and it was heavy.
Not what you need for the game.
No, actually, the interesting thing is, though, when probably the first 10 years after I played, I threw a lot to Cardinal hitters. We did something in spring training working on two-strike hitting. And it was something that I was able to locate and command and throw. My BP was a little more difficult for guys to hit, especially when I moved up a little bit. So it was they used me for the right situation. But, hitters that wanted a good at-bat, guys that were on the bench that didn't get to hit a whole lot, they didn't mind facing me once in a while.
Major League Baseball, they showcased a lot of young talent last night. And guys that, to be honest with you, if you're not a follower of Major League Baseball, big time, I mean, you don't know guys from Tampa and from Pittsburgh and from the Washington Nationals. And that's where they're playing right now. I don't know if they're going to be there in 4 or 5 years, but that's where they're playing right now anyway. And it was good to see all that youthful enthusiasm last night.
Well, obviously the people around here with so many Cub fans know Pete Crow Armstrong and then Cincinnati Ella De La Cruz hitting home runs almost 600 feet. But people don't know a Hunter Goodman that's in Colorado or a James Wood that we talked about a couple weeks ago. And, you look at obviously you've got the youngest kid, Jacob. Everybody, I've been practicing this name, but I'm Mizorowski. He fits in Wisconsin. But, you look at some of these young arms and some of these young players, and it is exciting to watch them because the talent that they have, if they can harness that, get better from the mental side and use their experience and stay healthy, they could be there for a while.
Cal, where do you come down on Mizorowski being in this All-Star game as a replacement, one of 15 replacements?
I played the fifth, Mark.
Come on.
No, you guys know I do have an opinion. I think it's awful early for that kid to be in the All-Star game. I have to be careful when I answer questions about who makes All-Star teams because I was on the snub list for about 3 years, but that's baseball. And all the years are different. And so you just have to roll with the punches. But, it's baseball wanted him there. They added him. And I still think that's awful quick. If I'm the Brewers, I'm a little leery that this kid gets in the game and goes a little too hard. But, we have a kid, Paul Skeens, who had 11 starts last year, who's starting the game this year, definitely earned his way on there this year.
He did, and he will be throwing and starting for the National League. It'll be Skeens facing Aaron Judge. You're going to have Skubal facing Shohei Ohtani. I mean, that first inning is going to be appointment watching and listening tonight.
No doubt. It's cool because these guys, I look at Skubal. Skubal to me is somebody that I personally don't know him, but I've watched him from the other dugout. I saw him come up as a young player, didn't have a lot of command, cleaned that up, ends up getting hurt, and then comes back and is doing what he's doing. I think that the beginning of this ball game, we're either going to see a lot of zeros or we may see a little overthrowing and put a few guys on base. We have seen that before, but it should be fun to watch right from the get-go.
Cal, just a little bit on an extension of that Mizorowski conversation. If you're an injury replacement all-star, it's at the discretion of the team, as I understand, whether to award you a bonus. And I have my opinions on that. But I think what Philadelphia did in giving Sanchez a $50,000 bonus – when he wasn't even named as an all-star or a replacement, I thought that was pretty.
I think that's very cool because you know, as you're looking at the list and you see there's a number of American League position players who are going to the game but not playing. And there's some names there, Rodriguez, you know, Julio Rodriguez, Jeremy Pena, Brandon Lowe, Bregman, and the guy I want to see play all the time, Jose Ramirez, isn't going to play. But the fact of the matter that Philadelphia did that, they are telling that player, we value you. We think you're an all-star. And he was a guy I was looking at, and I was kind of scratching my head, and I'm like, man, we just don't hear much about this guy, and he's in Philadelphia. But when you've got Zach Wheeler doing what he does, you know, I mean, it's somewhat understandable.
Brings up the age-old question, and they actually did a survey of the All-Stars, an informal poll, granted, CBS did, about how the teams should be selected, and it's, as you might expect, it was pretty much 50-50 as far as should there be an All-Star from every team. And, you know, some players say, no, there shouldn't be. It should just be the guys that, you know, deserve, to use a lack of a better term anyway, to be there. I don't know. I like having a representative from each team. I'm okay with it. I think it's not ever going to change anytime soon. Would you agree with that?
I think so. I think, you know, it's hard to have a, you know, it's hard to have a Major League Baseball All-Star game and there's not a team represented by a player. I can see that. So how come the White Sox don't have a representative? Why don't the Brewers have a representative? Something like that. But I think it's tough. And there's always guys like Sanchez that get left out, and it's just not an easy thing. I think too, you know, it's what do the fans want? What do the players want? What does Major League Baseball want? What do the coaches and managers want? So there's so much to this, but I don't necessarily see it changing.
After all, this is an exhibition game tonight. It has very little meaning, but it's for entertainment value. Nevertheless, the American League has won 10 out of the last 11. Maybe the tide is about to turn. Any explanation for that, or is it just a quirk?
I think it's a little bit of a quirk just because you see overall it's almost 50-50 in wins and losses,
mm-hmm,
as in the history of the All-Star game. But I think you look at, I mean, fellas, the guys who are the pitchers who are not pitching, Yamamoto, Chris Sale, Freddy Peralta, Robbie Ray, and Zach Wheeler for the National League. That's a pretty good starting rotation. Hunter Brown, Max Fried, Garrett Crochet, Kikuchi from L.A., and Jacob DeGrom. I mean, those are some names right there. I get it. I've been that starting pitcher that pitches too close to the All-Star game. I've seen friends of mine not make teams because of that. But it's, I really think when I see the lineups, they're pretty well balanced, guys. This would be a really tough game for me to call.
Cal Elder joining us here on a Tuesday on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN. That's the All-Star game. We got some at the halfway point, if you will. We got some great races starting to shape up, especially in the National League, the East and the Central. Let's talk about the Central a little bit. As well as the Cubs have played, it's only a one-game lead right now over the Milwaukee Brewers. Woodruff is back now for the Brewers. To me, it's going to come down. We'll see. Will the Cubs trade for a starter? I think they have to at this point. I expect them to do that. We'll see how it plays out. To me, it's the Cubs hitting versus Milwaukee starting pitching. Is that too basic, or is that what you see?
No, I think that's a good way to look at it. You see, you know, the Cubs offense obviously scoring a lot of runs. I won't mention the run differential, Scott, but both teams there's four teams here that are playing pretty good. Milwaukee has been playing really good, and getting Woodruff back is helping them a ton. St. Louis hasn't necessarily gone anywhere. You get to only having 66, 67 games left, and a 6.5 and 7.5 game deficit is tough to make up. But yet they're playing well, and they're going to play each other. So I think those are the key things to watch. I agree. I think the Cubs have to make a deal here. You know, they lost Steele. They lost their top guy. And don't get me wrong, Colin Ray has been fantastic for them this first half of the season. So I think that's something that if they could add a starting pitcher, but what is Milwaukee going to add? Are they going to go do something? A lot of these races, guys, I think are going to come down to who makes the move and do they make the right move.
Cal, 3 months ago when we first talked, the rage and the conversation was about torpedo bats. And Cal Raleigh uses one. Ohtani and Judge and others do not. Many have experimented with it. But to me, since our first conversation to now, I just think it's like everybody has the feel of your favorite pen. You know, everybody's got that. And I think that might be true with these bats and what everybody uses. What do you think?
I would agree. And that's, to me, that's why you see different bat companies. You see different models made within those companies. And you see, you know, Louisville Slugger, the M110, the P72, the C271. You know, those are all different types of bats that Louisville Slugger would make. Yet all these other companies, there's such an advantage as long as they stay to the specs, as long as the different balance, the thinness of the handle, the thickness of the handle, taking a little cup on the end, you know, taking some weight off. It's personal preference as to how these guys feel. And I mean, I saw Robin Yount use a Louisville Slugger, and I saw Paul Molitor using a Cooper bat. So, and those guys seem to do pretty well. So I agree with you, Mark.
By the way, Toronto plus 17 and leading the American League East ahead of the plus 111 New York Yankees. Just wanted to throw that out there. Biggest surprise, biggest disappointment for you in the first half of the baseball season, team-wise?
Well, I know Baltimore's had some injuries, and there's a little bit of disappointment there, but I also, they've had a few things that, because of the injuries, the fact that they didn't replace Corbin Burns. So some of this is, you kind of saw this coming, especially a young team that's been in the playoffs for a couple years. So that's kind of, you know, maybe a team that I can give a little bit of leeway to. The Atlanta Braves, they haven't played well. They've had injuries. Those are probably a couple teams that I'm like, man, you know, I just really kind of expected more from them. But, you know, honestly, guys, I mean, this is going to might surprise you a little bit. I didn't think Detroit would be as good as they are. And I know they've lost four going into the break here, but they are a really good team. They do so many things well. They've got a lot of position players that remind me of a lot of the really good Minnesota Twins teams in the past. And so I think this is they're, to me, that was a little bit of a surprise. And the other team, I thought, you know, maybe they would be this good, but San Francisco has done a really good job with what they have. They've got some really good starting pitching, and for them, their offense needs to come around. And so those are the teams for me that are a little bit of a surprise, a little bit of disappointment.
Scott and I talked yesterday about Aaron Judge's pursuit of the Triple Crown, and it appears that Cal Raleigh is may get in the way of that. But Scott, I'm going to tee it up for you. You had a question to me yesterday, and I answered it. What? I want you to ask the same question of Cal.
Okay, I will.
All right.
It's always been, you know, traditionally home runs, RBIs, and batting average. But now we seemingly, most people, I don't think you, me, or Mark are among them, but don't pay a lot of attention to batting average anymore, you know. It's slugging, it's OPS, it's this. And do you think that ever changes, that batting average gets thrown out?
I think if it does, it's a sad case. As a matter of fact, I was just sitting in a lawn chair next to my son CJ the other day, and he said, "Hey, Dad," he said, "I was looking back at the All-Star game back," I think he said 04, I wasn't sure what year, and he said, "There wasn't one batting average that below 320. in the All-Star game. And I mean, I just think that there's such an emphasis on exit velocity, getting the ball in the air, and that you're seeing way more, you're just seeing a lot of strikeouts, and you just don't see as many guys, giving up and taking what the pitcher gives them with two strikes.
Now there are seven players above 300 in the major leagues.
Yeah, I mean, and I to me, it's completely the hitting philosophy. And so when you're a plus, when you see, I think that's why you see some of the pitching numbers that we see. The hitting philosophy has changed. They think that's the way to score runs. And all I know is there's a difference between scoring runs and winning baseball games. And it's the catcher not being down on one knee with two outs and a runner on third. Block the ball, stop the run from scoring. It's exactly what you guys are talking about. You got two strikes. You need to move the runner over. You move the runner over. Because what are they practicing anyhow? Get the ball in the air. Let the next guy get the ball in the air. So to me, those are the things. That's why some games are lost. And I think that's why batting averages are as low as they are.
Well, I don't think it's ever going to change the Triple Crown criteria. And I think one example this year, Jacob Wilson, without his average, I mean, he's a nice player, very good player. Without his average, I'm not sure he'd be starting over Bobby Witt tonight.
No chance. No. you're exactly right.
Yeah.
Mark is hung up on that, but I agree with you. It should be Bobby Witt.
Yeah.
It should be Byron Buxton.
It should be Byron Buxton.
That's a whole other show.
Hey, I'm telling you this, Mark. I'm seeing, it's something I never thought I would see. Jose Ramirez is not playing because of injury, and Byron Buxton is healthy. I mean, it's tough. I mean, I feel bad for Byron because I know, he's just had that injury bug, and I'm just happy he's still performing well.
I would agree. I would agree with that. It's going to be tough. I don't know. A team that could emerge in the second half. You mentioned San Francisco. They're right there within a half game of San Diego, both chasing the Dodgers right now. I just have a feeling that the Boston Red Sox are going to do something.
Look to the West Coast, Scott.
Look to the West Coast. I'm looking to the East Coast. Mm-hmm. I like Boston to do something.
Guys, I picked Boston to go to the World Series. So I've been as hard as it is for me to root for the Boston Red Sox, I have been. So it's my high school teammate Tony Deloy, who was the catcher on our state tournament team, is a huge Boston Red Sox fan. He was just out there and watched them play. 10 in a row, guys. They're hot. So I'm with Scott. Are you on something else, Mark?
Seattle.
He's on with Cal Raleigh right there. And before we let you go, congratulations to the Obermuellers. How about that? That's a great story right there, getting picked in the second round.
You bet. I've had the privilege of standing close right behind Cade, watching him throw a couple different times, and he's got some electric stuff, and so I hope he can. He's left-handed. He has some good velocity, a good slider. So, and I know he loves to play. So, and obviously, Dad is very experienced and should help him along the way. Even though we have to mention Mom because she's probably the one that's in charge of everything and the biggest supporter. But I'm going to tell you, it's really cool that he got drafted and he's going to go get a chance to play.
It is really cool. All right, enjoy the All-Star game. It's a two-bowl popcorn night tonight, or three?
I better stick to just two, fellas. I'm not getting any younger.
All right, sounds good. Hey, enjoy it, Cal. We'll talk again in a couple weeks.
All right, enjoy the baseball.
You bet. Cal Elder joining us here on the Gym Class at 3:53. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up for you coming up right after this.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
Back to close up shop here on the Gym Class. Spencer on Sports coming your way next. And yes, 45-83, you are correct that the Big Dumper would win last night. And he did. More on the Home Run Derby, I would imagine, coming up.
Yeah, Isaac is the champion. He got the champion right and the longest home run right on our show yesterday.
He's hot.
So I guess Isaac gets to host the two-hour show today for knowing more than I me. My James Wood pick looked good for a while there and then just cratered after that. But
it's tough to go
such
first.
Is life.
It's tough to go first.
Yeah, it really is. And Matt Olson went last. So it's like
and it's tough to go last.
I'd like to be somewhere in the middle if I'm in the Home Run Derby, which I'll never be, but we gave it a good try.
Middle is good.
Yep.
Middle is good. What else?
Well, we're going to go to summer school, hear a little bit from Iowa and Iowa State players as they are prepping for the upcoming football season. Listomania back at 5'10", the worst NFL coaching hires over the last 25 years. Article from CBS Sports. We'll talk about that. And a preview of the All-Star game. We'll hear from some of the All-Stars from tonight's game, leading you into the coverage coming up at 6 tonight here on the station.
Looking forward to that.
There you go.
All right, man. Enjoy the game.
Thanks. You too.
I will. Yeah, Mr. Smith, hopefully he'll get in for an inning and not look terrible. we're rooting for the American League. Spencer's rooting for the National. We root for the league that our team represents. I mean, that's kind of the way it goes, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. But the strength of my interest is not as much as it used to be. I just watch the game for what it is. I used to really be upset when the American League lost.
Well, there were many years that I just wanted to see Harold Baines come up and hit. It was always
You want your guy or guys to do well.
You had Rod Carew. You wanted to see him come up and
absolutely,
and he would hit.
I didn't want to see Willie Castro strike out last year, but I think he did.
I don't even remember what happened last year. We're looking forward to tonight's game.
Yep.
And looking forward to Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming up tomorrow. We'll talk golf. Brian Haas will join us on the eve of the Open Championship. The, 153rd? Fourth? Tomorrow?
I've had a few. I think 1860 was the first one.
We've held the Claret Jug. It's been in this very room before. We have video evidence of that. So looking forward to talking golf. If you have a question about your game, get it to Brian tomorrow on Caddy Smack. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Talk then.
All right. Stay tuned. Spencer on Sports is coming your way next from 4 until 6, taking us up to coverage from ESPN Radio of the All-Star Game. You've been listening to the Gym Class on 1600 ESPN.
Do you have trouble getting in and out of the bathtub? Are you afraid you'll slip and fall entering or exiting a tub? SafeStep walk-in tubs can transform your bathtub from an area of concern to a calming refuge. Call them today at 1-800-731-4545.